Good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to Community Conversations today. I'm Susie Prez. Community Conversation is an interim show in place of the live morning show and broadcast each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., bringing local content through recorded interviews. For today's show, we have KRFY broadcaster Ricky Witte, who, along with Kate McAllister, put together something special for Halloween. It's a radio show. I want to give a shout out first, though, to Zoom, the great Zoom, for hosting everyone's meetings and interviews during this time of social distancing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Community Conversation relies on recorded interviews during this time, and it has worked out pretty well. So now let's get to today's interview. Hi there, Ricky Witte. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Well, we miss you in the studio because you are a KRFY broadcaster.
I miss being in the studio.
Yeah, we miss everyone, that's for sure. But today we have you in on the Zoom call to talk about this Halloween special that you and Kate McAllister put together. And I think Jack Peterson, one of our broadcasters, was part of it too. Mm-hmm. So why don't you give us a lowdown? What is it? Who's doing it and why?
Well, the why came from Cade Profit Productions. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but Dorothy Profit started this nonprofit production company, and they normally did a couple of plays a year and donated the proceeds to the animal shelter. And they wanted to do the play, Misery, last year, but got shut down because of copyrights. And so she had the idea to read it over the radio for Halloween, and then just never got the cast together and all that stuff. But that got me thinking, this is a great opportunity to bring back some radio plays. This is a perfect social distancing, spooky Halloween sort of fun thing that we can do, get a couple of friends together in the studio and, safely record some old-timey radio plays. So I started researching them and reading, a million of them, and found three that were appropriate and easy and castable. There is one of them where we're each playing three different characters. So it gets interesting with the voice work, but it was definitely a little adventure. And I think that we're gonna keep continuing to do this over different holidays now, because it was very fun.
You know, when you think about radio plays, it's kind of how I got interested in radio, because as a kid, we'd sit on the steps and listen to Big John and Little Sparky on Saturday morning and Howdy Doody and all those kind of things that were only on the radio at the time. Mm-hmm. That tells you how old I am. But old-time radio plays, it sounds really exciting. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about who's involved and if each character had to do three different voices, how that worked out for you.
Well, it's really interesting because they are specifically written for the radio. So a lot of the things that could be acted out, you have to use dialogue. We did add a couple of sound effects in post, but for the most part, we did a lot of sound effects in the studio, and you just kind of have, it's sort of that dialogue that is, it's so old school feeling where we just explain everything in one line. Like the whole mystery is wrapped up in one single line. And it's really kind of exciting and fun dialogue. And it's all very old sounding. Ben Olson from The Reader and Zach Hagedon both practice their, Jimmy Stewart voices. I'm like, meow, see? Little James Cagney there. And Jack brought the spooky, strange Dr. Weird voice to a lot of our announcers, and all of my voices are pretty much my voice at different levels. Kate McAllister did a few very good English and French accents, so that was fun. But yeah, it was just really fun and interesting, and there was one point where Ben actually had to have a conversation with himself. Two of his characters that he was playing had dialogue back and forth. So that was kind of fun watching him do that and then realizing, oh, I have another line now.
Switch.
Yep.
Right. So, wow. So Ben Olsen, mm-hmm. Jack Peterson, Ricky yes. Whitty, you, Kate McAllister, and
Zach Hagedorn.
Zach Hagedorn.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't really see in him that little bit of acting part, but on radio, it's a little different, isn't it?
Exactly. I wasn't sure. He's been on the radio before, and I know he has a great voice, a wonderful speaking voice. And so that was where I went with that. I didn't know about the acting part until he actually got into the studio and started it. And he was wonderful, really good with accents. He really got into the character. And it's the kind of thing where acting might be scary in front of people because you do sort of have to make a fool of yourself to get the role across. But in the studio, it just is a totally different beast. You know, you're just talking to your friends behind glass. So it makes it a lot less scary, I think.
So we should give a little shout out to the studio you're talking about that you were able to put this together in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do my talk shows still at KSPT. It's Blue Sky Broadcasting Studios. And so they let us use their studio and had their sound engineer add the sound effects and all of that sort of stuff, the creepy organ music and creaking stairs and all that sort of thing.
So you kind of have three different stories going, you're saying.
Yes.
And are they scary?
I think so, sure. They're not horrifying, scary. It's more psychological thrillers. You know, they all involve murder and ghosts. I tried to keep them on theme. I think they're funny, scary, if that makes sense. They're not written as comedies, but I think the language and the subject matter are not nearly as frightening as they maybe were in the 20s, say. But you definitely do get sucked into the story. And I think that's really the fun part about all of the descriptive language as well, is that you really are brought into the story and you kind of want to keep listening along. So in that way, they are it's suspenseful, I guess is the word that I'm looking for.
Okay. And are we talking, is this family friendly, something for any age group could enjoy and listen to?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely language appropriate, all that fun stuff. It's whatever we could broadcast on the radio. There's no adult subject matter. In one of them, we are playing bridge. So unless you're familiar with bridge terms, it gets a little bit confusing, but it's just for a second. And then you understand the ghost stories part of it, not the necessarily card game.
Did you have fun putting this together?
It was so much fun. I got a little obsessed with reading the scripts. There were a couple of days where I was sitting at the office at the chamber reading them all out loud for timing, trying to figure out how long they would each be. And probably looked like a crazy person because I was just saying every part out loud. But it was really, this was one of the more fun projects that I've taken on. The chamber, of course, is a little nonprofit, and we've been trying to pivot and find ways to do fundraising and community outreach and fun, safe things for our town and our community. And so this was kind of one of the projects that I have taken on recently that I enjoyed the most, is this sort of thing. It was a lot of things that I enjoy doing, broadcasting on the radio, acting, reading, all combined into one thing. And then, of course, getting together with my friends and getting to direct the whole thing was really fun.
So is this some kind of a fundraiser? Or no, just a community outreach and community
exactly.
joining us together with a story?
Right, stories. Exactly, yeah.
Nice. So just speaking, you and Kate are co-workers and also involved in community theater. How is community theater? So this is kind of an antidote, the fact that we're not doing too many community theaters, this is another right. way to, so that's what you're saying.
Exactly, yes, yeah. I think that it was a solution to a problem we didn't necessarily have. Obviously, it's something we both miss doing because we are always involved in community theater. And it really sparked that same feeling that you get when you're on stage. Of course, there's no feedback. There's no immediate feedback with applause or laughter. But as a broadcaster, I'm sort of used to that feeling as well. So hopefully we'll get some good feedback from the community in the next few days when it starts airing.
So it's going to air Friday night on the typical Norwester, which is Jack Peterson's show every Friday night and Tuesday nights, actually. But this will broadcast on Friday night, just before Halloween, which is a good time. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be 8 p.m. That's at 88.5 FM. That's on your dial. So what a fun thing. Families could get together Friday night, listen to this.
Yeah.
They're the people in their community that are acting on the radio. And then Saturday, there's all kinds of other things to do with Halloween.
Yes.
So we're all looking forward to it. I'm really glad that you approached KRFY to do this, because that's exactly what community radio is all about. Mm-hmm. And I want to say thank you for putting it together. You want to give another shout out to that?
Yeah, of course. I wanted to, of course, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. I would have loved to have done the entire thing there, but of course, Blue Sky Broadcasting has a much larger studio where it was a little safer to get all these people together. So huge shout out to them too. I really appreciate KSPT and Blue Sky Broadcasting. And then of course, the Sandpoint Reader, we have to give them a shout out. These guys were doing it totally on their own time, for their own reasons, but I always like to plug the Reader when I can. And Ben and Zach were both part of it. So, and then, Sandpoint Chamber for letting me have this crazy idea and actually pull it off.
Okay, so that's Friday night at 8 p.m. on 88.5 FM here at KRFY Community Radio. And Ricky Witte, again, thanks for putting it together, and thanks for showing up for this little Zoom interview. And
of course,
can't wait to get you back in the studio. Until that time, be well, stay safe. And
thank
for those
you.
That are listening right now, I'm going to continue on with this interview, with this morning show presentation. We want you to know about a few other things that are going on in our community. Halloween events. Spooks ahead. Halloween is upon us, Saturday, October 31st, adding even more fright to this scary year. For the biggest celebration in town, take part in the Museum Trick-or-Treating event from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., hosted by the Bonner County Historical Society, Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society, and the Sandpoint Lions. Please enter Lakeview Park on the corner of Ella and Ontario, and enjoy trick-or-treating, lighthouse apple cider and popcorn, and a spooky photo booth where you can show off your fantastic costumes. The Haunted Woods will be open until midnight, and as darkness falls, it will be a thrill for those looking for a fright. This event is free for ghouls and goblins of all ages. For your safety, entry will be paced, and volunteers will wear gloves and masks. And I hope everyone's wearing a mask on Halloween. More information at bonnercountyhistory.org. That's bonnercountyhistory.org. Also on Saturday night, the Panada has an event. Brittany Jean, she's a Nashville recording artist, presents an evening of music at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. in the Panada Theater, 300 North First Avenue. Tickets are available at bjeanmusic.com or panada.org. And I had a chance to sit down with Tammy from the Bonner Community Food Bank this morning, well, actually on the phone. And there's a lot going on at the food bank. And we wanted to put a few things out there. If you want more information, you can always go to info@foodbank83864.com. But since COVID has hit our community, 30% increase in need at the community food bank. People are hungry and having a hard time putting food on the table in our community, especially with COVID. They are limiting their food bank entrance to 3 people at a time, and everyone wears masks. food drives in our community. Super One is the only grocery store right now that's doing it because food bank precautions, COVID precautions. And the Boy Scouts, the Bonner County Realtors, and Lighthouse Dressing have all had food drives. One of the things that the food bank does is they pack backpacks for kids, for weekend backpacks, from 384 to 400 per Friday. And that is partnered with Food for Our Children. And that's a big deal. A lot of kids go home, there's not enough food at home, but they have these backpacks to get them through the weekend full of food that's nutritious. And of course, our food bank partners with Second Harvest. More information again at info@foodbank8864.com. More about that as the weeks go on towards Thanksgiving. I know that they're looking for 600 to 800 turkeys. So if you get an extra turkey that's frozen, give them a call, or let's see, what is their phone number? Their phone number is 208-263-3663. Give them a call and say, I have a couple turkeys for you. They will be appreciated. So folks, that's Community Conversation for today. You can listen to Community Conversation every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Thanks for listening, and enjoy Otto's eclectic mix all day long. Bye-bye.